Blog Talk Radio.
Right now on this blog. Y'all believe that? I mean, it's amazing what's happening with the show. But it's all because of you, my listeners. And I guess you guys are putting feedback out there as far as telling people about the show. And it's working out. You know, and I appreciate that. 818-301-5834 is your number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. Or you can also press your number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show, and I will put you on the air for your comments or opinions. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's... I don't know. I'm trying to do 15 things at once, guys. And, I mean, people are bombarding me here and there and here and there. And I can't get my stuff done, right? But anyway, whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I know there are people listening online. I know there are people listening on cell phones, everything. And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I really do appreciate you guys' commitment. I really do. So, before I get started, a couple of things here. Trump put his foot in his mouth again, right? And told the Republicans that he don't need them. You know, he feel like he's free now. He can run his campaign the way he wants to run it instead of the way that they want him to run it. And he just alienating himself from the Republicans, which should be his party. Maybe in 4 years if he win the presidency next time. But this time, he's not going to win. Now, today's word of the day is, and I'm doing this word today because it's a part of the episode, okay, about Obama. And the title of the episode today is, Why Did President Obama Commute Sentences of 111 Inmates, 111 inmates, just this month, okay? He's done more than that, but just this month, he has commuted sentences for 111 inmates. And commute means to change a punishment to a less severe one, okay? To change or alter, to give in exchange for another. Okay. Another definition is to change a penalty to another less severe penalty. Okay? And commute is a verb. Okay. I'm back on my game now, all right? So you guys know what commute is, to change a penalty or whatever. So that's what Obama has done, and that's what I wanted to talk about. Why did he do that? Why did President Obama commute sentences of 111 inmates? And again, it was more than 111. He just did 111 this month, all right? And so, you know, what he's always said is that he wanted to change these laws about these maybe people that are in jail for drugs that have minimal amount of drugs with them, on their possession and had a huge imprisonment for that. People that committed nonviolent crimes, okay? And that's what he did, okay? But I wanted to read to you guys just a little piece from this thing, giving you guys the facts, okay? I don't want to play with this. I want to give you guys the facts. And you can go grab this. It's on the Washington Post. Obama commutes sentences of 111 inmates, setting record for a single month. President Obama on Tuesday commuted the sentences of 111 inmates, the latest in his push to ease harsh penalties to nonviolent drug offenders. Obama has been critical of what he has called the devastating effects of severe sentences handed down during the country's war on drugs. He became the first sitting president to visit a federal prison and spoke there about the importance of second chances. Y'all, I'm gonna stop right there for a second. Y'all gotta hear this. He became the first, no other president has ever done this, sitting president to visit a federal prison. To visit now. Now, these other presidents, I'm sure they've driven by there, but they've never visited. He's the first. And he spoke at the prison, spoke about the importance of second chances. My God, if I ain't knock on wood, I never go to prison. But if I was in prison and I had a chance to listen to the president speak and he came in and spoke to me and he spoke about second chances, oh man, I'd be jumping up and down. Especially if I'm somebody that hadn't done, you know, yeah, all of them say they never committed the crime, but they're in there. But anyway, if you would have felt good about him coming there and good about you maybe getting out soon. It also goes on to say while the piece of communications he granted had worried activists earlier this year, Obama has made a push in August to give clemency to scores of additional inmates. Earlier this month, Obama commuted the sentences of 214 other inmates, setting a single-day record for his administration. The 325 commutations he has announced this month are the most from any president in 1 month and have nearly doubled the total number he has granted while in office. Entire communities have been ravaged where largely men, but some women are taken out of those communities, Obama said during a news conference the day after he granted clemency to 214 inmates. Kids are now growing up without parents. It perpetuates a cycle of poverty and disorder in their lives. It is disproportionately young men of color that are being arrested at higher rates, charged and convicted at higher rates, prison for longer sentences. Obama said that he hoped the bipartisan push for criminal justice reform could wind up weighing how to fight crime alongside the need for proportionately in sentencing and the need to rehabilitate those who commit crimes. This latest round announced Tuesday by the White House pushes the total number of commutations Obama has granted while in office to 673, nearly equal to the number of commutations issued by the previous 11 administrations combined. And in the previous 11 presidents, only, you know, they pardoned 690. Obama has pardoned or commuted 673. The clemency initiative is about more than the 111 people who learned today that their sentences have been commuted. It's also about the families and communities who will welcome them home as they work to build a new life. Sally Yates, the Deputy Attorney General, said in a statement, while the number of commutations Obama has granted far exceeds those of his predecessors dating back to World War II, they still impact a fraction of the country's massive population of incarcerated people. At the end of 2014, there were more than 210,000 inmates in federal correction facilities, along with another 1.3 million in state facilities, according to Justice Department statistics. That year, half of all men and more than half of women in federal prisons were serving time for drug offenses, according to the most recent numbers from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which released them last fall. The number of inmates in federal prisons has declined to less than 195,000 earlier this month. Okay. So, you know, with just months left in office, Obama faces a mountain of names seeking clemency and relatively little time to consider their petitions. According to the Justice Department, there were more than 11,000 commutations petitions pending earlier this month, along with more than 1,400 pardon petitions. So, you know, thinking about this, just think about what Obama has done. Think about it in a personal way. Think about it as your dad, maybe, your husband, maybe, or your wife, maybe, or your mom, maybe, prison for a long time, and has, you know, maybe another side of that term left, which is the same amount of time that they've been in there, maybe another 10 years to go. And then all of a sudden you find out that they're going to be coming home this weekend. Man, how great it would feel to get your mom back home. How great it would feel to get your dad back home. How great would it feel to get your daughter or your son back home? After being in prison for years, I had a friend that got sentenced to 25 years in prison. I think he served 10, maybe more. I don't know for sure. But when he got out, his family was going crazy. And now, you know, hopefully he's riding a straight path. And that's the key. Now you've been in prison for this amount of time. Now you're coming home to your family, man. You know, get on the board. Start to, you know, look for your job starting tomorrow. Start looking for your job. And I don't know any further about if Obama, you know, had these folks records expunged or not. But man, if that's the case, they can get them a job, right? They can get them a job. I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 3, 9, and 8. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Laura, and I'm calling from Lithia Springs. I was just wanting to say that it's interesting you're talking about this today because I'm listening to your show and I'm watching the news on Channel 2, and they just had a story about the same thing. One of the ladies that President Obama commuted earlier this year, she's an activist now. Excuse me, sorry, I got to But anyway, she's an activist now, and she was saying how people need to get behind him because she was a first-time offender, and they had given her this lady like 15 years. But anyway, that's interesting you're talking about that. But she out there talking about the same thing and how people need to, you know, get behind Obama and make these other presidents do the same thing because the lady on the news said that the prison population has quadrupled, but crime has gone down, so... That's crazy. It ain't nothing but them private prisons they, you know, putting these folk in there and making money off of. That's all it is. But that was my comment.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Well, thanks. Thanks for listening to the show, and stay tuned.
Okay.
So that's another point, is that, you know, I think I read a statistic in the article just a minute ago about, you know, how many people are in prison, and, you know, how many of those are, like Obama thinking, you know, just simple drug crimes. I mean, they didn't kill nobody. They weren't shooting at nobody. They didn't get caught with a handgun, anything like that. So, man, why did these guys get 15 years in prison? And then now the law has changed. Now the law has changed. So now he's saying that, you know, these guys, the law should abide to them. Or the law should retro to these guys. And based on the time that they've been in jail already, for the crime that they've done, since we've changed the law, now these guys, if they've served enough time, then they should be released. They should be released immediately. And, you know, I'm seeing that you have to, you know, you have to petition the president for this kind of thing. But, if you know... How do you know to petition the president? How do you know when to petition the president? I mean, do they let you know this is your week to petition the president? See if you can get out of here. Is that what they do, or is that, or do you have to know? I guess you have to have somebody on the outside, your lawyer or whatever, to say, hey, we need to petition the president. He granting pardons. Okay. So, bam, that's what we need to do. Let's do it. So, you know, I'm with Obama, you know, and hopefully when Hillary gets in the White House, because I know it ain't going to be Trump. He's stupid. And so, you know, he isn't fit for the presidency, okay? He isn't fit for the presidency. And so, you know, he doesn't even have enough sense to be president. He's not nearly as smart as Obama. You know, I wouldn't even give him as much political sense as George Bush. The last Bush that came out of the White House. You know, not Trump. Trump ain't ready to lead the country, man. Come on, lead the free world. Come on, man. He isn't ready. And then when you think about it, you put Trump in the office, it'll be a sad day in America. Actually, we should be ashamed of ourselves as Trump get into the White House. Countries are going to look at us like, man, how stupid can y'all get putting this dude in the White House? He doesn't know politics. Like I said, after Hillary wins, which I believe she is based on what Trump's doing, after Hillary wins, then Trump going to come out and give his little, you know, bye-bye speech. He's going to say, I didn't want this job. I just wanted to open the eyes of the American people and see that what's going on in politics. what's going on behind closed doors that we don't know about. And he said, I don't want this job. I never did. I just wanted to try to open the eyes of the American public. I believe that's what he's going to say. You guys can quote me right now. Is that that's what's going to happen on voting night. He's going to concede, and that's what he's going to say. And let's see, one other thing before I get off the air. I wanted to talk about how delegates are made. Okay, delegates are what you, the delegate votes are what you need. You need so many delegate votes in order to win the presidency. Okay, and a lot of people say, well, we're not a delegate state or whatever, so why are we voting? Well, we still have a say-so in the delegates. Okay, I read some, I did some research on it, and it's a long, drawn-out thing. I wanted to do a show on it, but, you know, I'd have to go through it first and then come back and, like, translate it, right? Because it's some crazy stuff in there. Some, you know, Republicans have more delegates than Democrats, and then they share their delegates with their candidates. And if you're not real known in the public, you get this many delegates, and it's weird. It's crazy. But at some point, I'll maybe try to do that show before the election so you guys maybe can understand how these delegates work, okay? And 'cause I don't know. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to research that and get back to you guys and put it out there. And but join me tomorrow, guys, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. We'll have a great show for you tomorrow. I'm not doing a show tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday for Free Fall Friday. And because tomorrow I have an event to go to. And it starts at 6:30, same time my show. So we'll just get together Friday, Free Fall Friday, and we'll do that. All right? Take care of yourselves, guys, and take care of your families. Enjoy me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, be careful. I'll see you.
Concentrate on you. The secret lies within our minds. The love we share and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. I used to come by and pick you up to take you out. We had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. And that was our love call, and in the distance I heard you say, would always make me.